It's been a busy few weeks since we last talked, and it's been great. We've had some great weather to do a good number of boardings, and the foul weather we've had, we've been ready for.
The high-endurance ship has been on patrol in the Bering Sea for nearly 2 months. The worst weather was last week's storm.
We'd been watching it for a couple of days as it developed off the east side of Russia and began heading our way. And I knew I had about 12 hours before it was going to get bad. And we were north of Aimak Island and thought, yeah, it's about time for us to head to the southwest, probably towards Unalaska and tuck into Beaver Inlet.
Hester credits Captain Bark Lloyd of Station Juno for the tip about the relative calm of Beaver Inlet during a storm. But on Tuesday night, that wasn't to be.
The SAR call came in from district, and they told us about the Rebecca Irene, which had lost an engine.
As the Sherman headed toward the Ketcher processor, the problem became clearer.
They hadn't lost an engine. They were on the verge of losing the only engine they had.
The Rebecca Irene had 38 people on board, and the Sherman needed to evacuate most of them before the storm hit hard. The 378-foot cutter is powered by diesel and gas turbine engines. Hester says it was time to use the fuel-guzzling turbine and charge toward the ailing ship.
You know, the weather was chasing us right on our heels. When we got there, conditions were already pretty bad.
The Sherman launched its helicopter and two small 23-foot rescue boats, and within an hour, 24 Rebecca Irene workers had been evacuated. Hester says it was just in the nick of time.
And the last boat that came across reported to me that if we'd stayed in the water another 10, 15 minutes, they would have been very concerned. We were pushing the bounds on where I should be running those boats. They're limited to 30-knot winds and 8-foot seas, and both of those limits were being pressed by the time we got the last boat load off.
With relieved Rebecca Irene crew bedded down for the night in the Sherman's heated hangar, the cutter shadowed the nearly disabled ship into Dutch Harbor. Captain Hester says the overheating engine prevented the fishing boat from heading straight into the rough seas.
So they chose to sort of quarter them with their bow. That makes for a very unpleasant ride on a 378. And so instead of trying to parallel their course, we did a course upsea, downsea, about a mile offset from the Rebecca Irene.
He describes the winds as fierce, green water washing over the bow. It was certainly a challenge for the Sherman's new conning officers, responsible for maneuvering the ship.
And the key is to watch the sets of the seas and do the turn right after the biggest ones have passed.
Hester says he stepped out into the bridge wing about 11 p.m. when the Sherman was running downsea, downswell.
And as the stern of the Sherman dipped into the trough, the top of the wave was above our aft stacks, you know, above the exhaust stacks. This is an enormous wave coming at us in the night.
But that was the worst of the night's winds, which whipped up seas that were well over 20 feet. The captain says his weather log shows winds tapering off, and by morning, white caps of only 3 to 4 feet.
Just as quickly as the Bering Sea can get snotty, it can calm down again, and the next day be a beautiful sunrise.
When the Sherman finally pulled into Dutch Harbor, the tired crew was granted a couple of days' liberty. Hester says some even headed for hotels.
You know, absolute silence, a little bit of privacy, and a chance to just close your eyes and rest is a luxury we all yearn for.
The Coast Guard cutter Sherman left Dutch Harbor on Saturday for the last month of patrol in the Bering Sea, with more sea stories to be gathered. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.